Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't our God great? Amen. How about that time of worship that we have? Did the Holy Spirit minister to you? Did he speak into you? Did he go into those places in your heart that only God can reach? Oh, I pray so. And I pray that you continue to allow him to do this day after day. Amen. It's life, isn't it, Pastor?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Well, welcome to our Integrate service. We have this each and every month. This month we've had it twice because we have 5 weeks in this month. But also it is a special Integrate service that we're having today. And I believe, Pastor, God has a wonderful morning plan for us.
I believe so.
It is Pastor John's last Sunday with us. He's been here serving faithfully. God's been working so powerfully through Pastors John and Joe for 8 years now, isn't that right?
Just a little bit over 8 years.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It has been. It's kind of gone by really fast.
Yeah.
And as you can tell, we're going to do a little bit of a different format this morning. We're going to stand up here and just share with you a bit of what God has done, of who God is, and what he is doing right here in our midst. And if you're a visitor here with us today, I'm so happy that you're actually here. I don't think you're going to miss anything. In fact, I believe what you're going to see and what you're going to take in is what God is able to do.
Amen.
And what he has accomplished through us as a church to reveal who he is as God, as he truly is. So we're going to take some time sharing together, a little bit more of a casual style.
We're going to have a conversation.
We're going to have a bit of a conversation.
And you can be part of that.
That's right.
Yeah? Three-way conversation.
Indeed. And, you know, in some ways, Pastor, we love every single time when we meet on Tuesday mornings.
Yes.
We always say, oh, we wish we could invite so many people into this.
Yes. We've done this for a number of years now.
We have.
Many years. Early Tuesday morning, we get together. We just share our hearts with one another. We pray together. We laugh together. And we cry together. And you may say, men getting together to cry. But when the presence of God is just so real and tangible and great, sometimes that's all you can do. Because it's so beautiful.
It is.
Yeah, and we've often said, I wish people could be here to join in with us.
Amen.
Yeah.
And in some ways we are allowing for the Holy Spirit to join us here together today.
Yes.
There is going to be a mixture, I believe, of emotions that every one of us feels. But one thing's for certain is that it is a day of celebration.
Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
Celebration of what, again, God is doing.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
And what we'd like to do is step back for a little bit and look at the big picture. Look at what God wants to show us. And I believe it was just right before we kicked off the Illusion series, Pastor John,
yeah,
that you brought to us a very powerful word. And in that time together, you showed us some very interesting pictures of what it means to zoom out a bit.
I think some of them were a bit grotesque, weren't they?
I remember that.
Do you remember those pictures?
The eye mite. Is it called the eye mite?
Where we zoomed right in, like in a microscope, yeah? And then you had to work out what that picture was. And what God was speaking to us in that time was that sometimes we get so focused on the small details. We get so focused on us especially. And we need to see things from God's perspective. We need to see things the way God sees them, because, Pastor, he sees the whole picture and wants us to be able to embrace that as well. And that's a little bit about, I think, what we're going to be doing this morning is,
yes,
as you say, step back.
Yes.
And just look to see what God is doing, perhaps from his perspective.
And it connects really well to what we've been looking at in 2 Corinthians 4:18, doesn't it, Pastor?
Yes.
About not focusing on the seen, right? But rather on the yes. unseen. Because what is seen often is temporary. Mm. It's temporal. It's of the natural. It doesn't mean it's not real, but it's temporal.
Yeah.
But that of the unseen is eternal. And this is the zooming out that we're talking about, to see what God is doing in the eternal.
That's right.
And I thought we could probably start, Pastor, with a few memories that we have of the time that God has joined our hearts together in the 8 years here
yes.
at the Nations Church.
Yeah.
Maybe we can share a couple of those key memories that you and I have shared before.
It's a job to pick them.
Yeah, it is.
Because there are so many things that God has done here. And I think that's important for us to remember, that it is God who is doing this. We want to together look at what God is doing, what God is doing. Yeah? It's not a work of man. What we see here as you look around, yeah, with all these beautiful faces, look at one another. This is not the product of man.
No, it isn't.
If you were to speak to many people, in fact, many people who have been in church for some time, many would say this is not possible, where we have so many people from so many different backgrounds, yet one in Christ.
Amen.
And that can only happen when God does it.
That's right.
And I think that's one of the most beautiful things. I'm sure you're the same. I often stand here and I look out and I feel like I'm in heaven. Seriously. Where the Bible says that in heaven, as we stand before the throne of God, there will be representatives from every tongue and tribe and nation. And maybe we haven't got every tongue and tribe and nation here, but we have so many beautiful people who God has joined hearts together. And that is always a source of joy.
Amen. And I remember part of the, almost in the middle of that journey together, you and I had a conversation, a bit of a, I think, a struggle of seeing people coming and seeing people going.
Mm.
And we are having this in our heart of, we wish more people could stay.
Because that's right.
So many great people
yes.
from all over come.
Yep.
And if there's some way that we can keep them here, we would love that.
We've often threatened to confiscate passports.
Yes, we have.
People come to us and say, we're moving in 2 weeks.
Like, we need your passports.
We need your passport.
Yes. For official anywhere. Purposes.
Yes.
Yes.
We've done that so many times.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And wasn't it so amazing when God did reveal to us who we are and
yeah.
how he has fitted us to be
yeah.
in this transient community where mobility, where people are going and coming all around us, he gave us a picture of a revolving door. And that is who we are. We are a church made up of many nations, coming from many nations, becoming one in Christ alone.
Yes.
And then from there, sending people out into the nations
yes.
to proclaim and to bring forth the very power of the gospel through our lives, through what he's done here. And when he gave that revelation to us, we embraced it.
Absolutely.
And we said yes.
Absolutely.
And amen.
We needed it.
Oh, we did. It yeah. was...
Including my wife, Pastor Jo, in this as well. We have never experienced a church that is so changing. Never. And we've been pastoring for many years. And so, as Pastor said, it was a real challenge. A real challenge. Not only because we would like for people to stay, because we get to know them, we serve God together, we worship together, we join hearts together, but also from the way in which God builds his church. We had been involved in churches where people stayed. They came, they liked it, they stayed, and they were there for maybe 10 years, 15 years. And together we grow in God and we take our place in the body of Christ, in the family, and grow together. Yes. So coming to a church where that just didn't happen, or just a few people did, was a huge transition for us.
Yes.
And this picture that God gave us was essential for us to begin to take hold of God's plan. Mm. To, back then, I think, Pastor, begin to look at it from his perspective.
Absolutely. And to know that he's been building this.
Yeah.
He's been the one doing this. Amen. To fulfill what he's given all of us as his disciples, which is to go and make disciples of all the nations.
Yeah.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And he's built that. We didn't do that.
That's right.
He built that in us, and he's doing it continually.
Yeah.
And we see it every day.
And we've come to love it. Mm.
Yeah.
So do we love it when people move on?
No.
Part of us still thinks, let's take their passport. But bigger than that, we see the purposes of God, where God joins our hearts together for a time. We worship together, we serve, we grow together. And in all of this, we're, of course, including children, young people, families, singles. God brings us together. He equips us and very often sends us to go and make disciples.
That's right.
Of all nations.
That's right.
So we've often talked about it would be amazing to be able to put a map up and to kind of put pins in nations and cities where people are now living, serving God, worshiping him, and just see the extent and the influence that God has had through this church.
That's right.
Right across the globe, I would say.
That would be an incredible visual.
Mm.
We'll find somebody here to do that for us sometime.
Any volunteers?
I saw
that hand.
Yes. Pastor, and part of, you know, also something I remember is that not only are we made up of so many different cultures and nationalities, personalities, and those things. But then there was a time where he gave us a vision for what we're doing right here, right now,
today.
And that's integrate.
Mm.
I was wondering if you could share a little bit more about that as well, when that happened and what you remember about that.
I'd love to. If I can take maybe a little step back,
sure.
Because it's all part of the journey that God has been leading and is continuing to lead us on. One of the things that we knew by God very early on was that he wanted to create one body here. One body. So not one church congregation with a foreign sub-congregation and another sub-congregation of Koreans. That was not what God was planning and purposing for the nation's church. One body joined together as the body of Christ.
That's right.
And so there were many things that Father God, by his Spirit, showed us that we did on purpose. We deliberately did with intention, because we knew that this was how God wanted to build. So that there was one body, not two sub-congregations. And I think, Pastor, in that there was quite a lot of work involved.
I remember that.
Because I think the natural tendency is for us to gravitate or to polarize, to be drawn to what we feel comfortable.
Yes.
And I understand at that time I was a foreigner. Well, I guess I still am. I'm not that fluent in Korean. unfortunately. But I was a foreigner, and for me to walk up to a Korean who I didn't know if they spoke English was a little uncomfortable. So we could understand that we would be drawn to what's more comfortable. But that's only comfortable to our human nature, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. What's comfortable, what our spirit yearns, is not division, but unity in Christ.
Amen.
And if you look around today and see what God has done to join the hearts, I mean, I'm looking out now and we have such a mix. You know, we haven't got one block of seats where the Koreans are sitting, another block where the South Africans are sitting, and another one where the Europeans are and the Americans. Look around. Look around. This is beautiful. This is a picture of what God's done in the Spirit, Pastor.
100%.
Yeah. So that we knew. And then once we saw that that was God's purpose, that God was beginning to give us wisdom, initiative to know how to produce that, we then started to hear that God was speaking, not just that there should be one spirit in the sense of where we come from, that we are citizens of heaven, really,
amen,
which we'll mention in a little bit, I think, but also that God wanted to join us right across the generations, so that there is no cultural or language or nationality barrier, but at the same time, we don't have barriers and divisions with generations. And that really was, I think, where God birthed within us the vision for integrate. Not a place where adults, what's the word, where you put up with something.
Tolerate. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that okay, that word? Mm. Integrate is not a place where adults tolerate the presence of the younger ones.
That's right.
At all. It's not where we kind of change things just to accommodate, but it's where we allow God to join our hearts across the nations and across the generations, seeing that age does not divide, it doesn't distinguish, it's just a number. It's just a number. My wife tells me that every time it's my birthday. She said, honey, it's just a number. Yeah. So, you know, 46 next year, that's just a number. I had to get it in one more time. And so that was really what birthed this, what we see today. Families being joined together as one big family. Mothers, fathers, uncles, aunties, and if you're as old as me, grandfather and grandmother, all taking our place in the body of Christ, joining hearts with Jesus at the center, worshiping together, praying together, learning together, growing together.
Amen. And we see it just happening, don't we, Pastor?
Beautiful.
It's just week after week.
Yes.
To where God is raising mothers, spiritual mothers, spiritual fathers, uncles, aunties, yeah, to where we are taking care in this way, to we are a spiritual family,
yes,
that we are one in Christ, and that we are allowing God to minister through us, but also allow God to minister to us,
yes,
through anybody.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. Here's where it's incredible to understand that we are all a body, the body of Jesus Christ. Every age. Yeah? There's no one not a part of that. In Christ Jesus, we are all the body of Jesus Christ. Vital members in ministering to one another, edifying one another, and...
Yeah.
What a privilege it's been, I know, speaking on our behalf. It's yes. been just to watch and witness yes. that, also interact.
Yes.
Part of them.
Mm. I think one thing that's important to let God speak into our heart, if ever we find ourselves struggling with the concept of worshiping and serving God together as one family, is that the Bible actually tells us that we need one another. We're members of one body joined together, and we need each other. And I think sometimes we can think of that in our age relative zone. I need adults around me. I need people who understand me. I need people who can speak from a place of wisdom and maturity. But you know what? It's the Spirit that speaks through us. And the Spirit can minister just as powerfully and just as easily if we've got spiritual ears to hear through a child as they can through an adult.
That's right.
That's the work of the Spirit that's outside the normal confines and parameters, restrictions that we put on age. So we're just excited to see how this is just going to grow in strength and how we all embrace it more and more. We value it. We look forward to it. Maybe we're chasing pastor and say, can we do it twice a month? Can we join together twice a month?
Oof. When we started talking about this of Integrate, it did honestly scare me because I had no reference point of what this looked like in terms of how do you bring the very power of God's word to where every single person of every age and every background can receive and grow and be a part of what God is saying. And we had complete dependency, utter desperate dependency on Father to fulfill this. And praise God, He has and continues to do that. Mm. I guess the last maybe memory that we'll probably mention that I believe is really important for us, that's also very relevant of what's happening now, is not too long ago, and it is Pastor Joe's message that she brought to us about goodbyes. Do you guys remember that?
Mm. Yeah.
It was a timely message that God brought to us of what it means to say goodbye. And again, in this understanding of when we look to the scene, a goodbye just seems like it's an end. And we can get wrapped up so much in the grief and the feeling of loss that we lose an eternal perspective, again, of what God is doing. And it's not to feel those things. I felt these things too many times to count. But it is also grabbing a hold of what God says a goodbye is. And he brought it very simply to us, Pastor. It is to help us see that it is just a see you later. In the Spirit, it is not just, oh, I hope to see you later. No, it is a see you later. Mm-hmm. That distance and wherever we are doesn't separate us from the love of Jesus Christ that is in us and connects us and binds us together, mm-hmm. right? Because we are all citizens of heaven. This world is not our home.
That's right.
We're on a mission. If you're part of, you know, some of the things that Rooted children are looking at and the Unlimited youth are looking at, we're on a mission here. We've been sent into the world on a mission, and we're going to fulfill that. God's going to fulfill that through us. Mm-hmm. But our real citizenship is in heaven. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important for us to keep in mind and mention again as we go through the rest of what God has put on our hearts for this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Yeah, can I just read that verse?
Please.
It's out of Philippians 3. Just very simply, it says, but we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. And we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. Again, it's being able to see the unseen and not to focus on the seen. When we When we build our relationships, even in a church context, when we build those relationships just on what we can see, so on commonalities, things that we enjoy together, things that we do the same, things that we appreciate the same, or if we just become friends around an activity, that's looking at the scene. Then the problem is, see, when you can't have those things, when you can't do the activities together, when you can't have coffee together, when you can't have play dates together, when you can't enjoy an activity together, when that's the center of your relationship and you can't have it, that's why it's so devastating. Can you see that? It's like when we build a relationship as a husband and wife on anything except the love of God that He's given to us for one another. If we build it on, if my wife was to marry me just for my good looks, she's okay still because I've still got good looks. But maybe one day they kind of change a little bit and maybe it's not quite so good. Or if she married me because I was very wealthy, because I was very successful, when those things change, the relationship's gone. But you see, when we allow Jesus Christ to be the one that joins us, He is eternal. In fact, He is eternal life. Yep. And He is what brings real life to our relationships. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they will go on forever. Mm-hmm. That's why they are eternal. If Pastor Youngho and I, if our friendship was just based on the fact that we read the book of Acts and we both agreed with it exactly, word for word, doctrine for doctrine, yeah, that's a very shallow friendship.
Yeah.
And what happens when he changes his beliefs or I change mine? It falls to pieces. Mm. But if Jesus Christ is the center of our relationship, which it is, then it doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing, whether we're close together, miles apart, that relationship never ceases. Which is why, at the end of today, we will say, see you later.
Amen.
Because one of the treasures, remember that verse, Pastor, where your treasure is, Jesus said, that's where your heart will be also. One of the treasures that God has blessed my wife and I with so richly are these Christ-centered relationships that we have with our brothers and sisters here. That is one of the treasures. It's a God gift. It's an eternal gift. So, like Pastor Joe said, when our children started to get married and leave home, and then when Jack and Jenny moved here from England, people would say to us, how does it feel to be losing your daughter and her husband and grandchildren? Mm. And we said, we're not losing them. We're not losing them. So truly, truly, we're not losing each other. We're just going to be in different places, but still joined as one. Amen. By Jesus Christ.
That's right.
How amazing is that?
It is a miracle.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh, so good. So good.
There's many times my wife and I will thank God for people and relationships that have formed because we have said, if we were just looking through our natural eyes for compatibility, we wouldn't know these people at all.
That's right.
If we were looking for personality traits or commonalities, like you mentioned, Pastor,
yeah,
or things that we agree on, we wouldn't have been friends at all. And we said, thank you, God, for not allowing us to build relationships this way.
Amen.
And I believe if we can catch this and understand this, God's ability to center you and what His purpose is for you here on earth with the relationships that He wants you to have will just blow your mind of what God has placed into people and what that joining together in Christ's spirit will do. Because it is kingdom proportions, Father.
Really?
I mean, Pastor, about God's kingdom
yes.
being fulfilled in and through us, isn't
really
it?
Really is. If you were to know us just by natural means, if you just knew our personalities, our characteristics, Pastor Young and I, apart from the fact that we're both male, we have very, very little else in common.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Really?
Very little, yes.
Very little. We've both got good looks.
Yeah, got that going for us.
Yeah. Yep. Amazing physiques.
Yep.
Yeah, we got those. But the point is, we have not joined on anything natural. It's purely Christ in us that joins us as one. And do we lose out? You know, do we just sit there in our offices and talk religious talk to each other all the time? Where's Dustin? You need to pray for Dustin because he is sometimes the object of a little bit of teasing that goes on. He's a real good sport.
Make sure we keep it up.
Sorry?
I'll make sure we keep it up.
Yes, yeah, please
keep
do.
Keep him on his toes. Yes.
Somebody maybe can stand into my place. And,
yes.
Yeah. But we have such an amazing time. We have fun. We laugh. We cry together. But it's Jesus that unites us. And he is the eternal one.
Amen. Well, we have some statements about who we are. Maybe we can use those. If you've been through Growth Track, you would have seen these. If it's been a while, it's going to be a good thing for us to look at again together. And these are five defining statements of who God has fitted the nation's church together to be for his glory. And the first one simply is our vision statement that God has given to us. And we believe it is one that applies to every believer. Every believer, and feel so privileged to be able to be a part of that. So if I may, just read that to us. Our vision is to demonstrate God's love by valuing people and bringing them into relationship with Jesus so that every believer can find freedom in Christ, strength through the power of the Holy Spirit, and the fulfillment of their God-given purpose. And since the beginning of the church here in March 2006, this has been the goal. It's been the purpose. Everything that we decide on, every prayer that we go into, this is what we have in mind because this is what God has given us to do, to reach the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ, make disciples, and equip them to be laborers, workers of the gospel. So that is not just a vision statement that we paste somewhere. If you are part of the vision team, you will know that we are the carriers of freedom, strength, and purpose. And it's been glorious to be part of that.
Yeah. It truly is. It's a life-changing vision. When you allow God to put it in your heart, and you say, Lord, use me for your glory to this end. You just experience his life flow through you because it is fulfilling his will. It is fulfilling his will to bring freedom, strength, and purpose to as many people as possible. By the way, I want to encourage you, if you haven't done Growth Track, which is what Pastor was talking about, I would really recommend that you do.
And maybe it starts next week.
Yes, it does. Yeah. You can sign up out here. The entrance starts next week. Free childcare if you've got children. Free lunch. Mm. And if you've done it, but it's been some time, do it again. Just get refreshed in these things. Free translation as well. So there's no reason why, if Korean is your first language, you can't do it. It is so, so life-giving. Yeah. So do Growth Track. You want to do the second one?
Sure, and the reason we're going over this, again, I want to show you why the purpose we're doing this. We're not just trying to read over some statements. In the 8 years that God has joined our hearts together, Pastor John and I, this is formed because of what God has been doing. This is who we are because this is what God has done.
Amen.
And it's important for us to hear this in the eternal place of who God made us to be, so that is the place of security. Yeah? Within any kind of transition, we must hold to what God accomplishes, who He is, and carry forward in that. And so again, we mentioned us being an international church here on point number two. And this just shows us the diversity of who we are and our purpose, again, for the nations. The nations is a church from the nations and to the nations into creating all nationalities in Jesus Christ, like we mentioned. Number three
is the Footstool Project, or Mountain Child, as it was known. The Footstool Project is this church family's response to a massive need in the remote areas of the Himalayas. People who have never heard the name Jesus. They have no idea who He is. And there are teams and families who are living there, responding to that need, taking the gospel. And it's not just a missionary organization. It is our church family in Nepal, making a difference, preaching the gospel to those precious souls. The fourth statement, unified diversity. Big words, maybe. They are for me. Unified diversity. As well as being made up of people from different nations, we also realize that the people that God brings to join together as a church family here come from different church backgrounds. And as we often do this in Growth Track on the first Sunday, we kind of do a little bit of a survey. So where do you come from? And often, Pastor, you know, there'd be 10 people in Growth Track, and it's not unusual for there to be 6, 7, or 8 different nationalities represented there. And then we say, so what was your church background? And it's not unusual for us to find 6, 7, 8, or even more different church backgrounds, different denominations that people have grown up in. And it's just amazing how God brings that diversity together and unites it as one. And we don't become weak. We don't have to compromise. What we do is we embrace everybody in Christ, and we join together purely on who Jesus is.
Yeah.
And that's how we become so rich in Him and so strong in Christ.
Amen.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It gives us the right focus. I think there are so many distractions, Pastor, on what you believe in this particular doctrine versus this one.
Yeah.
And those are good and healthy conversations to have. But if we allow those things to either divide or unite us, then it is again joined in the natural and then the temporal. But when it is, like you mentioned, Pastor, when it is Jesus Christ, the Eternal One, who joins our hearts, that's unshakable.
It is.
It truly is.
It's eternal.
And it goes beyond tolerating. In this world, the best place you can get is tolerance, right? And it's just saying, okay, you're different, so I'm going to tolerate you as long as I can, but when that time is over, then I'm going to need my own space. No, this is not that. It is one heart and oneness in Christ. So number five, Christ-centered. Mm. The nations is a miraculous, truly miraculous. What does miraculous mean? What does it mean? It just simply means it's not natural.
That's right.
It just doesn't happen normally. It's supernatural. Is a miraculous mosaic created by God, focused completely on Jesus Christ, placing Him at the center of all we are and do. I see a theme here. Christ being at the very foundation, Christ being at the center. Yes. It's just over and over again.
And Him building His church.
Amen.
So amazing, isn't it?
Mm.
So amazing. So we want to kind of now come right up to date today. We're identifying what we can see God is doing week on week and over the few years that He has been building this church. We want to come right up today and ask this question: what is God doing today? We want to recognize and acknowledge that really today is no different. Today is no different. All those things that God has built into our beautiful church family stay exactly the same. Nothing changes. Yeah? You need to catch that. Nothing changes. God is still doing what He's always purposed to do. His Spirit is still working in our hearts. And really, Pastor Joe and I, following God as He leads us to Australia, is really nothing more than doing exactly what God has put into the DNA of this church family.
That's right.
You, as the church family, Pastor Young Ho, other leaders, are going to be sending us.
Yes, that's exactly.
Just like we, most months, we say see you later to people who have been here maybe 1 year, 2 years, however long. We send them to where God has purposed them to be and is leading them to go. That's what's happening today. It's just an illustration of exactly what Pastor and I have been talking about what this church is really built on, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And praise God, we get to do that before I go today.
Amen.
Teaching them to observe, to obey all the commands that I've given you to do. That's what's happening. And Pastor Joe and I are just going to go and do that in a different place. So our relationships are in Christ. They're eternal. They stay the same. What does that look like in the future? God knows, in terms of natural things. But our purpose remains exactly the same. You know, sometimes this picture is given. So the picture of myself as senior pastor, like in a relay race. You know what a relay race is? Where there's more than one person in a team, and the first person goes when the gun is fired, and they're carrying a baton. Yeah? And they run the distance that they have to run. They come round, and then they pass the baton on to the next person. They take it, and then they run on. And sometimes what's happening today is pictured like that. But we really want you to know that that is not what is happening today. Pastor Young Ho is going to take on some responsibilities. And we'll talk about that in a moment. I'll help you with that in a little while. But I'm not passing something over to him like a job. I'm not, in a sense, resigning from a job and now Pastor Young Ho's going to take it on. I'm not passing over to him a responsibility. And I'll tell you why in a moment. Can I share that? Would that be right to share that vision now?
Be perfect.
You think so? I want to share with you, if I may, a vision that God gave me about 10 weeks ago. It was just before my wife went to Australia. What is a vision? I was awake, which is quite unusual for me. No, not really. I was awake. I was in conversation with Father God. Just my heart was open to him. I was actually speaking to him about some of the feelings I was going through, thinking about our move, and specifically thinking about not being here, just having a real open-hearted conversation, which is prayer. And as I did that, I had my eyes shut, And God began to give me this vision. And the first thing that I saw was that I was in a boat. And it was really strange to start with because it looked like a pirate boat. If you look at the booklets that the young people have, there's a picture of that in there. That's really close to what I saw. I was in this boat. My wife, Pastor Joe, was with me, and it was as though we were one. There was like no real distinction between her and I. And it was a big, old, wooden boat. And I looked out onto the deck, and I saw you guys, all of you. You were on there. You were on that boat, every single one of you. But you weren't there sunbathing. You were there working. And as I looked at everybody there, most people at some time were around the outside of the deck, leaning over. And as I looked to see what was happening, those that were leaning over were taking the hold of people, the hands of people who were in the sea and were drowning, and you were pulling them up onto the deck. Sometimes the picture that I saw, the sea was very calm. At other times, there was a big storm blowing. But all of us at some stage, we were leaning out into the sea. We were taking the hands of people who were drowning. We were bringing them back into the boat. When those people came into the boat, we didn't let go of them. We held on to them. We pulled them away from the edge. Another person would stand in our place to pull the next person in. But we stayed with that person. And as I looked into the faces of the people that were being rescued, to start with, there was terror, as if they were just plucked from death. But as we were ministering to them, as we were loving on them, as we were caring for them, it was as though peace completely enveloped them. It's as though a healing took place on the inside. And it didn't take long before those people who very recently were drowning, had been rescued, were now themselves taking up position on the side of the boat, leaning over and pulling people in. And this process was going on and on and on. And the boat was steadily growing. Now, at times, I found myself standing still. And then the Lord, as it were, took me back in time. And in front of me was the helm of the boat, the steering wheel. Okay, it wasn't computerized. It didn't have GPS. It had one of those old-fashioned wooden helms. And as I looked at those times, I looked at the helm, and Pastor Joe was one with me in this. My hands were on the helm. And I was aware that the Spirit of God was enabling me to turn the helm to steer the boat, whether it was calm sea or rough sea. And as I looked out to sea at those times, where the Spirit of God directed us to was to where there were ships that were shipwrecked. That's where these drowning people were. And the Spirit of God would cause my hands to turn it one way, and we would go in the direction of where these people were drowning. And together we would lean over the side, pull them in, rescue them, see them healed, see them then start to rescue people as well. And as that was happening, I looked into the faces of everybody who was there, and there were two expressions on everybody's face. One was this incredible gratitude, if you can see a look like that. I was so aware that people were so grateful to God that he had saved them. He had saved their lives. He had brought rescue into their experience. Mixed with that and equally was this determination to do what God had given them to do. They were not just thankful and were going to rest. Thankful, but determined to do what God had given us to do. That was the look on everybody's face. And so as the time went by, I was conscious of my hands on the helm. I looked away sometimes. I went to the side of the boat sometimes. And then God showed me something that happened some years ago. I looked at the helm and my hands were there. But so were Pastor Youngho's hands. On there with mine. To start with, his hand was on top of mine. And we were turning the helm like this. Time went on. People were rescued. Lives were saved. And I looked at the helm again. And it was like this. And that was very recent. It was as though when I was having this vision that that was what the situation was then. And so we were turning and steering the boat together. And then this vision continued to today. And this is what happened. God lifted my hands off the helm, but he's remained. I had such joy, I was just weeping because I could see the heart of Father God. You see, we come into a place where we are so thankful for his love for us. But you know what? His love is the same for everyone. And God's desire, God's purpose, God's plan for this amazing church here is that as this transition takes place, there's no rocking of the boat. There's no slowdown of what God is doing. There's no pause. There's no bump in the road. There's not a period of time where everybody has to get used to somebody else's hand on the helm. Because, listen, brothers and sisters, it's been there for a long time. What does that mean? It means that I'm not passing over a baton to Pastor Youngho. He has actually been doing what it takes to be a senior pastor for a long, long time. What it's looked like is that we've been doing it together. But the timing of God today is this. It's now time for me to take my hands off. But nothing will change. The people that were being rescued, the quantity didn't change. The fact that everybody was instantly or very quickly starting to rescue others as well doesn't change. Things that God has built here are the eternal. So I am not handing a baton over to this beautiful man of God. He is simply going to be continuing to do what he's been doing for quite some years. What we're doing today, what are we going to do in a moment is we're going to pray. And I'm going to pray for Pastor Youngho. But he's not suddenly, as of today, going to be thinking, oh my, how do I senior pastor a church? And there's kind of a drop-off in what we feel as being cared for. No, not at all. He's been doing it. How many of you remember last April when Pastor Youngho was ordained as a pastor? Yeah. It's exactly the same as then. We didn't give him a job. We didn't say, oh, I guess we could do with another pastor. Let's give him a job. And he's been learning how to do it. No. He was already doing it. And we simply acknowledged that. We acknowledged the gift that God has placed within this mighty man of God. And that's what we're doing today. So my hand is coming off, but you're not going to lose direction, because Pastor's hand has already been on there for a long time, acting, functioning as a senior pastor. I was so thankful when God gave me that vision. I shared it with my pastor here for how long ago? I guess it was almost as soon as I had it. And of course, we wept together at that time, which was beautiful. It's so powerful. And I ask that you receive it. You receive it in your hearts. Not your head. Don't try and understand it. Take it into your hearts. Because it will help the whole church family to just keep right on course doing these things that we've talked about with no change, no variation, fulfilling the purposes of God. Thank you for listening to that.
Amen. Powerful vision, isn't it? What God has given to us as his body. If I can just spend just a couple more minutes sharing with you the second part of what I also see in recognizing, and that's simply that, recognizing what God is doing here, because this is two parts. One is what he has completed and will continue to do here, but also what God has planned for our pastors, our beloved pastors here in the future. You know, much of this Bible in the New Testament, there was a man that God used to write it, and his name was Saul. And Saul actually hated Christians, anybody who followed Jesus Christ, until the day that he met Jesus Christ. Going on this road of Damascus, he met Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, the one who died on the cross, was buried, and raised to new life. Saul at that time did not know who this man was, and he asked a very obvious question. He said, "Who are you?" And Jesus said, "I am Jesus, the one that you are persecuting." And from that moment on, with that conversation and that divine encounter, Saul became Paul. And he spent the rest of his life telling people about this resurrected Jesus. He went from country to country, telling people about who Jesus really is. And not only that, not only he spoke it, he lived by the same power, the same Spirit's power that raised Jesus from the dead. He lived it. He preached it, and he lived it. And from that place, out of nothing, came the very life of God, and God established churches. And he went into churches that were unhealthy, and he made them healthy. God did, through Paul. And he encouraged them, and he edified them. And I believe this is not just a similarity, Pastor. One truth is this very much absolute. The same Spirit of God lives in you and Pastor Joe. Amen. But I believe the same call that was on the Apostle Paul is on you and Pastor Joe as well. And this call is simply this, is to go and make disciples of all the nations, telling them everything about who Jesus is. And as you guys have experienced, our pastors not only tell you about Jesus, they live by the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. Amen? And we have seen that. God has used them mightily to show us of the power of the resurrection that is in Christ, and that it's real. And I believe that that is the call upon your lives, to go into all of the world. Just like Paul, if he had a passport today, he would have a lot of stamps on it. I believe this is just the beginning of what he has done here at the Nations Church and through the rest of your lives in telling people about who Jesus really is and living by his resurrected power. There's a verse in Galatians 1 that I wanted to read. Actually, I'll read this version. My version's a little different. And it says, Paul, an apostle. An apostle simply means the one who is sent. Okay? The one who is sent. Sent not from men, nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And this is the call on our pastors' lives, is that they're not being sent just by us. We're going to be blessing them. We're going to be agreeing with what God is doing, but God has sent them, not any man, but God is, so that they may be able to preach and let people know of the resurrected power of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that is something I believe we can join in great joy of what God is doing in this second part. I'm sure there's more parts, but the second part that I can see here. And Pastor, I would love to, on behalf of the nations, just give you something. Would you mind opening that for me? That is, I think, a representation of what God has done over the past few years together. And this was made by one of our church members. And I just want to show it to you, and I have it upside down here. It says freedom,
wow,
strength, and purpose.
Wow.
And God joined our hearts together, Pastor, in Christ Jesus,
yes,
to fulfill this vision.
Amen.
And I believe this, again, is not something that just terminates here.
No, no way.
It is something that will continue, because he gave this to you. He gave it to us,
yes,
to continue fulfilling it all across the world, as with anybody else who's coming here, who is part of the nations. We're going to be bringing the very vision that God has given to us for freedom in Christ for every believer, living by the strength and power of the Holy Spirit, so that we are enabled to fulfill God's purpose in our life. So on behalf of us, we'd love to present that to you,
Thank you, Pastor Joe.
To remember us, but more importantly also, to remember what God has completed and what he continues to plan to do.
It's beautiful.
In your lives.
So Amen. Precious. Thank you so much. Thank Amen. You. Really appreciate that. Thank you.
And hopefully it's not too big, so you can put it into your luggage there.
No, yeah. No. I was just quickly having a little talk with Father God and saying, you know, we're going to need a house to put that in. So, we're trusting him for that. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Really, really, really appreciate that. So we're kind of drawing to a close of our time here. I hope you've been able to interact in the Spirit, really have the Spirit of God just maybe awakening for the first time these things, or maybe just reminding you again of these beautiful life-giving truths that are so, so key to us. I would like to take an opportunity as we close to pray for the whole church family, and I would love to pray for Pastor Young Ho as has his hands on that helm. And so we're going to do that. And love for you to just enter into that. Maybe if you have children, just try and help to explain to them that this is what we're doing. This is really a key moment where we can hear God speak to us. And this is not just like a prayer of blessing. We're really going to believe that God speaks his word into our hearts at this key moment. Not key because, you know, we're all struggling with emotions, but key because it's spiritually key that we take hold of what the Spirit of God is saying to us. I'd like to read a couple of verses, if I may, please, Pastor. And these are from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14. And this is the Apostle Paul. He says, I bow my knees in prayer to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. This is my prayer, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in your innermost being. His Spirit. I pray that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints together what is the width and length and depth and height of that amazing love. That you may know the love of Christ, which goes beyond human knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power at work within us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Would you join with me in prayer, please? Just receive as the Spirit of God speaks. I'm going to pray for the whole church family first, and then I'm going to lay hands on Pastor Young Ho and pray for him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, which is always truth. Thank you for pouring into our hearts not only your love and your power, but your vision for us, your purpose. Thank you that not only do you set us free from the power of sin so that we can follow and obey you, but you fill us with your Spirit, who is your strength. And you enable us and you empower us to fulfill the purpose for which we are on this earth. Father, I thank you for this beautiful church family. I thank you that all over it are your fingerprints. That every single person is who they are because of your grace, your mercy, and your love. Father, I thank you for the purpose that you give this family. I thank you that it goes on into the future. It touches and impacts the lives of many multitudes of people from different nations, from different church backgrounds, different cultures. God, you join them all as one in your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for all that we can see you have done. We thank you for all that you are doing right now at this moment, in this service, and we thank you for all that you will do in the future. Now join with me, please, as we pray for Pastor Young Ho. Father, I know that you have anointed this man for your purposes. I know that your Spirit dwells mightily within him. I know that he is called and chosen of you for this purpose, to take responsibility as a shepherd, as a pastor. And God, you never call us to something that you do not equip us with. And I thank you, Lord, that not only have I experienced this beautiful relationship with him, but Lord, we have all witnessed Christ dwelling and living in him. Father, thank you that you are everything he needs. You are his strength. You are his wisdom. Father, I thank you that you lead him by your Spirit into all that is true. That you put and keep alive and fresh within his heart your living word, your vision, your purpose. Father, thank you that you draw around him people of like heart, like spirit, joining together in the vision that you've given. Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit of God, I lay my hands upon him, recognizing him as your anointed servant for this role and responsibility, setting him apart for this, that in all things, as your Spirit leads him, he may bring glory and honor and praise to you. Together as a church family, Father, we say thank you for Pastor Young Ho. Thank you for Kelly and their girls. Thank you for the gift that they are to us, the inspiration, the evidence of your life. And we covenant to join hearts as one with them for your purpose, for your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And God's people said together, amen.
Amen.
Amen.